Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers. It'll be the best 45 minutes of your life, I promise. Doing the right thing since 1952.
Shower, shave, and coffee, it's time to get that sports fix. Bring the case or the Mondays, then there's would you rather, just a little bit of awkward. So tune in live today, it's Dusty and Cam.
Which one's crusty and which one's dusty?
My sports package is huge now.
Where are you at, brother?
Hornswoggled, befuddled.
I'm ready to crush your dreams in the morning.
Lighten up, Cam.
You don't even have a barn.
Would have built one just for you.
You'll love your dog.
I love you.
It's time for Dusty and Cam.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, the 20th of October, 2020. Dusty here, Cam Cleland. Good morning, Mr. Cleland.
So last night was another meme takeover that I can appreciate in moments.
Huh.
But the Cowboys, as I'm thinking about this immediately, and I had to get this off my chest.
What's in your mouth? Are your hands in your mouth?
No, I'm biting my fingernail.
Oh.
Everybody has weird. I have a weird.
You've never done that before.
Well, I had a hangnail. I had to bite a hangnail.
I got you.
Though those of you that saw the young lady consoling her friend, her boyfriend, he didn't have a ring on, so I want to say it's a boyfriend, fiance, husband, whatever it was. It's a nice watch, by the way, he's wearing. I wonder if that's a real Rolly or whatever that is. It's a Seiko. Maybe it's a Tag Heuer.
I don't know. If you're getting into those games, you probably have some money.
I think that meme last night, and I'm not trying to go into the football analysis topic, that meme is 2020. That just quick little shot of her just going, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So that's why I wanted to ask today, what's the best caption? What does she whisper in his ear after that happens? What do you tell a Cowboy fan?
I'm leaving you.
That's pretty ruthless on a Tuesday.
Well,
I think at that point, what was the score? 31-10 at that
31
point?
31-3. It is 31-3. I think she's saying,
I know it sucks, babe, but it's time to leave.
Yeah. It's 2:25 left in the fourth quarter. It is 31-3. You are 2-3. You're still leading the division. What do you say? Mm. What do you whisper in the ear of your significant, of your love interest in that moment and say to them? After being beat down 31-3.
I don't know.
Best caption wins today. I'm just asking. Best comment. Bring it to me. You can either, put it on the text line. Huh? See what you got.
503-250-1080. But this is, like, I've never understood But people get, like, that guy was jammed up.
Distraught.
It was, it's week six.
Well, it means
six,
more in Dallas. It's
but
big
it's
D.
week six of a regular season game against the Arizona Cardinals. Like, it's not, that's not a playoff game. It's sure as heck isn't the Super Bowl. He was really broken up about
maybe
that.
Maybe he's so upset because it did cost him a lot of money and he can't believe he spent that kind of money to watch that happen.
Yeah, why see, am I good. Doing this? I just
so I put a thousand. I just whoa. Lost $1,000. Is that what he's saying?
Now she's like, that might be it. Like he was hoping that in that like, that's right, that
you
would
owe me a Gucci
it.
Bag. Is what she's going to say in his ear.
She's like,
okay, I want a Gucci. She's well, like, she look hey, like a Gucci person.
Maybe she is about to say, "I'm going to leave you" because of the fact that look, he lost his arse in betting on the Dallas Cowboys to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Bad move, bro.
Is that not every Cowboys fan since 1995?
Yeah.
That's every yes. Mariner fan since 1995 too, but Cowboys higher expectations because they are the most valuable franchise in the world. 5.6 billion.
At what point do you think this starts coming back down? Like, does that start going down?
Nope, never
when,
will.
When you're talking about other teams and their value, because like Jerry Jones can run that thing into the ground and they're still going to be the most valuable franchise and them and the Knicks.
Yeah.
You know, but at least Jerry's been trying and they've been good and competitive. Like the Knicks aren't good and competitive.
I would have appreciated it more if she would have just slapped him upside the head
see?
Instead of kissed him.
That's what
like
I'm saying.
Like a quick, just a backhand. Yeah. Be like, wake your ass. What are you doing?
It's a football game.
Right?
Just slap him upside the head. But you know what? That's why she's his special lady friend. And that's why she got the ticket instead of one of his bros.
My friend Joe just texted me what he thought. I can't read it on the air.
Why not?
I concur, Joe. I concur.
Was it a little let's go get frisky in the car on the way home?
No. It rhymes with stop being a schmushy.
Yeah,
it rhymes with schmushy.
I bet that was said at some point.
Yeah.
You know? Hey. Yeah. Come on. Get it together.
Yeah. We have a number of captions coming in on the text right. line. Let's see. That from Anthony, that snapshot was a live look into Swag's household. Swag being a Cowboy fan. Don't worry, honey. Now it'll be 25 years since we won a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I like that. I can appreciate that one.
I'm pregnant, and the baby daddy's an Eagles fan. And cheer up and let this go, and I'll give you sex.
Mm. I did that one. That last one might be what was actually said. It was, hey.
It's like, hurry up. There won't be any traffic. We can make it home.
There's something that you get on
right.
for this.
Yeah.
Well, and he's like, oh.
I don't even think he wants that.
He's right like, now. I want Andy Dalton to start every game now. It's like
31-3.
That was ugly, man. Yeah. That was an ugly.
Keep bringing your captions, please, on the text line.
Game.
That made me smile today already.
Mm. All right, 503-250-1080. That'd be the fan text line. We're going to have more of your captions for that photo. If you missed it, it's an all-time photo. Guy has his elbows on his knees, his face in his hands.
He's drinking a silver bullet, I think. I think that's a Coors Light. I'm going to guess that's a Coors Light.
His girlfriend is just right next to him. He looks like he's bawling his little eyes out. And we want the caption of that photo at 503-250-1080 because, look.
Winner right now is definitely, and I'm pregnant with an Eagles fan. That's winner.
Yeah.
It's a winner right now. Leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah. It could be like, you could go down along the lines of, hey, baby, it's okay. We don't have Kyle Allen or Daniel Jones as our quarterback. You know? I mean, is Andy Dalton better than that?
Well, you could have Blaine Gabbert, who was so good they cut and brought him back on the practice squad. So you could have that.
Whomst did that?
Denver.
Denver? Wait, Blaine Gabbert plays for Denver?
They cut him, and then they brought him back on the practice squad.
I think you're talking about Blake Bortles.
That's what I meant. Blake Bortles.
Is Blaine Gabbert in the NFL?
Same guy.
Oh, isn't Blaine Gabbert
is
Tampa Bay?
He's in Tampa Bay.
But isn't he Tom Brady's backup?
Blake Bortles is who I'm talking about. Blaine Gabbert, they're the same guy to me.
Okay.
That and Christian Ponder. They're
that's
all the fair. Same guy.
That's not they what all you look just
the
did. Same
is he still
too.
In the league?
That's I don't
not
think so.
Still in the league?
No. I don't think so.
No. His wife makes all the money now.
Oh.
She's the breadwinner in that family.
Really? She's gone down.
What? Isn't she the host of like the NFL Sunday Countdown?
Well, used to be everything. She used to have all that stuff and it's kind of went.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Sam Ponder, what happened?
Well, I thought she was great when she did the
college football. Yeah, she was fantastic with
now
college
Laura
football.
Now Laura Rutledge is a superstar.
She's
fantastic.
Yeah, she's really good too. Yep. They've got a great stable of hosts at ESPN for their college football stuff.
They got some really
good. Matthew Berry, I love Matthew Berry too, and he does their college football night show. He's really good. Laura Rutledge is awesome.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Marty and McGee, that Marty show's McGee great on the SEC network.
Spectacular show. That is the A-plus show. I wish that was a national show.
Those guys are fantastic.
Oh, they're funny as hell. They're great. Yesterday's story.
They do mullets a lot.
What I loved was Dan Orlovsky and Max Kellerman yesterday.
It's religion, man.
If you hadn't had a chance to listen to that,
no.
Dan, I feel for it. He's not listening. He doesn't care. Dan Orlovsky and Max Kellerman, just do yourself a favor.
What happened?
Max is a moron.
What'd
he
do?
He's an utter moron. He plays the moron. Excellent. He's the argumentative, complete BS crazy guy, and all Dan Orlovsky is trying to do is spit facts at him, and he will not have it. No.
It's wonderful. Like,
they argued. They went full on teeth argue, boxing gloves
about
route.
What?
And Stephen A. Smith was the calm one between the two.
About what?
Carson Wentz. Surprise, surprise. Carson Wentz. It's all Carson Wentz's fault.
So. Wait, what's all Carson Wentz's
fault? That was Max Kellerman's argument. He's terrible.
About
brutal,
the Eagles?
Everything. Carson Wentz is just, he's everything wrong. He's underwhelming. He's no good. And all Dan Orlovsky was just trying to do was spit facts.
Like what?
Statistics.
Oh, just stats about Carson Wentz and how good he has been.
Right. And now it's not his fault, how everybody's hurt.
Look, everybody,
the offensive line is bad.
They've been
banged
up.
All the other things
up.
They're doing it. Yeah.
They've been banged up, but what was Kellerman's defense on everything being
his fault?
I don't
know. He's a boxing analyst.
Carson Wentz.
Hot taker?
Oh, yeah. Carson Wentz has some culpability. Wasn't he the original host of Around the Horn? No, that was, it's always been Reality. What was his original?
No, he was.
He was the original Around the Horn guy, and then Tony Reality came in for him. But what was his argument for it being all Carson Wentz's fault? Because it's not all Carson Wentz's fault.
I don't have it in a gist.
That is ridiculous.
All I know, it got pretty heated.
I like it.
It got really heated.
Good for Danny Orlovsky, who he has some wild hot takes sometimes too.
He does jump from place to place. Yeah. Which quarterback deserves to be an MVP candidate? Now it's Ryan Tannehill.
He went from Josh Allen to Ryan Tannehill now.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he even the MVP of his own team?
No.
No.
That's something to discuss.
No,
I've learned
not.
From his Wikipedia page that Kellerman has played himself in Real Husbands of Hollywood.
So he's an actor.
He plays the angry actor.
Wait,
he's
star, his maybe? Wife is on that show?
I don't know.
What is that show?
It says Real Husbands of Hollywood.
So it's like the Real Housewives of
Orange County. That's not a real show. That's fake.
Can't be real. That's got to be a spoof.
Somebody's filming that on their iPhone and claiming
that's
it on Wikipedia.
Spoof.
That's not real.
That's a YouTube spoof, isn't it?
I don't believe it.
It says
starring Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon, Nelly, J.B. Smoove,
Those aren't
Robin
small
Thicke.
Names. Those aren't small names.
I mean, I don't know what this is.
Wait, is it a reality show?
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
All right, we're going to dive into that because now I'm intrigued.
It's Tuesday.
It's
I need
a reality
captains.
Show
need
that's
thoughts.
A parody of the, it's a, it's, it's
now
it
we're
it
talking.
Says it's on BET and it's a parody of the Real Housewives
gotcha.
Show.
Okay.
It's on BET and Max Kellerman is on it?
I guess.
So many questions.
Yeah, same.
Huh. Well, okay. My God, you just blew my mind with that. I didn't really think of it. I was like, Black Entertainment Television. Yeah. Well, I mean, Max Kellerman could be on BET.
I know. That's why I said I have questions.
How do you fix the Dallas Cowboys? That is our P1 social today, 503-250-1080. We'll have some Pac-12 that we need to discuss today. World Series game one tonight. Kershaw Glass now in the pitching matchup between the 2-1 seeds that will be going at it. And a lot of football from there and in betweensies. All right, where we start, Kyler Murray puts on a show in the Big D, and it didn't take a lot. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Kyler Murray put on a show in Dallas last night. It's kind of a weird thing to say when you have a quarterback in a quote-unquote air raid offense. We use that really loosely after this one. Who only has 9 completions in a game. But when he throws for 188 yards on those 9 completions, that'll give you an average of 21 yards per completion last night. And he was dazzling with his legs last night. Kyler Murray, he has a couple highlights every single week where he's running the football.
he is a tough guy for defenses to defend. He's not quick and elusive like we give Lamar Jackson credit for, but he's just as kind of elusive as him. Why? I don't really understand, and I can't really put a finger on how to describe what Kyler Murray does as a runner, but keeping the defense honest, he's amazing at. Absolutely well, amazing.
Yeah, he's a pretty versatile athlete. He and Lamar Jackson both ran 4.3s. Mm-hmm. So they're both very fast at the combine. So that's equal to stature is definitely different. Kyler is throws a much better football. He throws a tighter ball. He has a little bit more pocket awareness. But Lamar Jackson has just a feel of elusiveness and straight line acceleration. I would compare that they're different. They're certainly different talents. Is that Kyler Murray's always looking for the throw, and Lamar Jackson is looking for the run. His eyes are always looking down the field. And that comes from playing in the Oklahoma offense and not being a run-first team like Lamar Jackson was at Louisville. So there are differences between the two, but the similarities of the fact is they're electric athletes. And you could see that when you give them short fields and turnovers, I mean, that just the overall game last night was dreadful. It was the worst Cowboys game I've seen them play in decades. And it was an easy football game. I mean, the Cardinals didn't have to do anything. I learned nothing about the Cardinals last night. Absolutely nothing. Here's what I do know is that shout out to Buda Baker and that secondary and how they used him, his versatility and the kind of lightning activity they had
Byron Murphy, the other Husky in that secondary. He was outstanding. He has two pass deflections in the stat line. There were like three plays in a row that he had him. I think that's wrong for those pass deflected because he was knocking everything down.
I love the fact that we have Seattle has Ugo Amadi, jumped out of nowhere, former Oregon Duck. We have a couple Huskies down there at Arizona. We have two more also in LA that are doing it with Taylor Rapp. And you just can see that
Troy Hill too.
Yeah, secondary, the way these guys have to play. And if you're gonna be in the safety position and you're gonna be a blitzer like that, the fact is offensive linemen couldn't even see you. I mean, Andy Dalton got obliterated by Buda Baker. Obliterated, and that's on the offensive line to not even see that. But it was a greatly timed blitz.
Now that was I agree with you. I didn't learn much about Arizona in that game either. I don't know if I learned a whole lot about Dallas either in that game because you sat there and you said, all right, Andy Dalton's in. What to expect? And that was a pretty Andy Dalton performance, right? He threw the ball a ton, was wildly unimpressive. That one interception was not his fault, though, where CeeDee Lamb got tackled by Dre Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
That in the NFL, how does that call get missed now?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
And then they called it on the other end when they called a PI on the Cowboys for far less contact in the end zone on the next drive. But you had turnovers were a mother, and one of them was Dalton's fault. The other one was not. But how about Ezekiel Elliott, too, with the cases of the fumbleitis? Two lost fumbles in last night's game.
I've said this multiple times, and I'll continue to say it again. Don't overpay people before they've earned it. Okay, don't overpay because they lose their edge. This guy lost his edge, lost his mental edge. I'm going to say, even though Emmitt Smith played he played 12 years in Dallas, 12 years alone. I've never seen, even if we're going to go back in games and see those kind of games, the shutdown mentality or the amount of mental letdown from a guy who's, you know, not... Watching Ezekiel Elliott trying to figure out if he's throwing a tantrum or if he's just not mentally locked in. Guys like Emmitt Smith or old school running backs are watching those guys. Do you think Barry Sanders lined up behind Detroit every week and went, well, my line sucks. Everyone else sucks. Yeah, he did retire after 10 years. 10 years because he said, this is enough's enough. We're never going to get better. This guy, you paid this guy all this money. And tell me what Zeke has done for this team this year. At all.
Ugh.
Now, is that scheme or what? We can bring in scheme. We can talk about how offensive line has been shifted around and your line's only as good and your running back's only as good as that. But Zeke has been inefficient compared to looking at a Tennessee or a Derrick Henry.
Yep.
What a running back, a real team leading running back, can do and elevate everybody. When you have a workhorse, you're supposed to be able to lean on that guy.
I mean, that's kind of, remember, this is what our conversation about Derrick Henry yesterday was. I believe this to my core, if Derrick Henry was on the Dallas Cowboys, he'd be the MVP. Just because the brand, right? The brand is what amplifies Ezekiel Elliott. And
no
he
question.
Sure as heck wasn't,
no
you
question.
Know, eating last night after every no. first down, right? And I think that kind of, that leads people to be a little bit more harsh on Zeke than other people. But he knows he kind of asks for it when he celebrates the way that he does. And he has the feed me tattoo over his belly button or whatever.
But those fumbles are inexcusable. You can't do that as a back. You can't go mental. Like, you know, we've seen football players have the yips before.
Yeah.
That's an example of football players with the yips, like catching yips. You get a little scared. Like, running backs start to grab the ball tighter. They start to think about how to hold the ball instead of being a great running back.
Michael Gallup, a receiver for Dallas, may have the yips.
I can't even explain what that was with his hands. I can't even.
Isn't
I watched
weird?
That in was slow terrible. Motion.
He couldn't even figure out the positioning of his hands.
Yeah, I can't explain it. I can't explain it other than when you're in a slump in football, the ball comes at you. You can start to see the rotation when you're in it. When football is hot, and when you're like DeAndre Hopkins, and every ball thrown at you, it's just like on you like that. You just react and you stick your hands there. It's a natural reaction. When you're in a slump, or you're starting to think about the ball coming at you, or you're worried about how to put your hands in catches, the thing spins at you. You can literally see it spinning in slow motion. You can find the crosshairs, and you're thinking about what to do with your hands as it's and then by that time, you do what Michael Gallup did. You can't even get your hands in the right position.
He's
which
panicked.
Is shocking to me as a professional.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that is, it's a hell
it's
of a
weird
thing.
Place to be.
But so you have Gallup who can't catch the ball. That's pretty important when you're a wide receiver, by the way. Ezekiel Elliott who can't fumble or who can't hold on to the ball. You know, he leads the league in fumbles and lost fumbles. He's coughed it up 5 times this year. He's lost 4 of them. Yeah. That is tied with Derek Carr.
Leads the league.
Leads the league
in fumbles. Is that a mental issue?
I would say
focus
so.
Issue?
Especially when you look down the list, and I mean, the next 12 guys in there are all quarterbacks, including Dak Prescott, who's lost 3 fumbles. Like, the fumbling has been an issue for the Cowboys all season long.
He's got 101 attempts or 413 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's averaging 4 yards a carry right now. A guy's supposed to be a bell cow. You're looking at somebody that's already moving forward like this. You're going, what has Zeke done to amplify or make this team better this year?
Some dissension on the text line says, you want to talk about running backs being overrated all cheer, but dumping on Zeke because he had one bad game is silly. I don't think it's one bad game, though, is it?
No.
It's not one game. The stats are here. The analytics are right in front of us. I mean, that's just kind of how it looks right now as we sit. Okay, he's had one game. He hasn't had 100 yards rushing. His closest was against the, hold on, folks, the New York Giants with 91 yards. Okay?
Oh.
You're supposed to be the best back in the NFL. You were paid like to be a back in the NFL. If you're Jerry Jones, you're irate with the fact that you sat out, you held me hostage, I paid you your money, and this is my return on investment. Remember, this is a performance-based business. This isn't we feel good about things, and we feel getting guys and understanding that is that when you get paid, you're looking at it right now. This guy's already mentally shutting it down.
And this has always been the question mark about the Dallas Cowboys is that when it came time to pay Zeke and Dak, could you afford to pay the offensive line, right? And because those guys have been protected by the best offensive line in football. Well, now we're kind of seeing what happens when you don't have the best offensive line in football, right? I mean, you're seeing that when you can't afford to keep everybody and have 6 starting level offensive linemen, when you have injuries to your front line and retirements of guys and guys go down and you sit there and you go, all right, this is what a lot of the other guys in the league have to deal with. Are these backs as special as you think they are? And the answer
they should be
is
the Dallas Cowboys should be giving Ezekiel Elliott 25 to 30 rushes at this point. He should be an absolute beast of a beast. make it simple and doing that, but they're not. But they're not. You know why Coach is not doing it? And Coach McCarthy, I could tell you from what my mindset would think. I can't tell you specifically because I haven't called him. But they're in the meetings. They're watching him on film. They're looking at everybody from the defense. Every single one of those guys has quit.
503-250-1080. Well, how do you fix it? How do you fix the Dallas Cowboys? We want to hear from you. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Every morning at 6:30, Dusty and Cam want to hear from you.
Went to the coast. We get together, have a few laughs.
It's time for Dusty and Cam's P1 Social.
Want me to drive?
No, I'll drive.
The time of the day where you drive the conversation.
Well, we're waiting.
Text Dusty and Cam at 503-250-1080. And get social with us.
This is your time.
On 1080.
Now go out there and take it.
The Fan.
503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. How do you fix the Dallas Cowboys? We want to hear from you. This is a team that came in with a bunch of hype. They've paid up on the defensive line. They got rid of Jason Garrett, brought in Mike McCarthy. They have paid everybody except for Dak Prescott, who is getting a pretty penny with the $31 million that he was getting in the franchise tag. He gets hurt with a compound fracture and dislocation of his ankle. The offensive line is injured. You're banged up all over the place. Have the worst secondary in the NFL. One of the worst secondaries in the NFL. How do you fix the Dallas Cowboys? 503-250-1080.
Well, P1 Dustin first in with a number of ideas. He says, okay, how to fix the Cowboys. First, fire McCarthy. He clearly just had Aaron Rodgers, and he sucks. Second, suck for Lawrence. Hope that Dak recovers, but for the Cowboys, that's the best thing that could have happened. Dak is not a $35-plus million a year QB, and that's what he'll be asking for. Move on from Dak. Use the money you would have spent on Dak to re-bolster that O-line, and for God's sakes, get some dudes on defense.
I mean, there was a lot there, but I'm not sure you start with firing Mike McCarthy after 1 year. You got one of the best coaches that was available and one of the winningest coaches that was available and out there.
Well, that was awfully nice. I'm not sure if you fire somebody after the first year. We've seen it happen in Arizona. Could it happen?
Well, yeah, and you've got Jerry Jones, who's not screwing around, man. He doesn't want to be in this situation for much longer. But as far as getting some guys on defense, you paid everybody on offense, and that's going to be a problem to bring guys in on the defensive side of the football.
Okay, since 1960, Tom Landry started with the Dallas Cowboys in 1960. He ended his run after 28 years in 1988. Jerry Jones bought the team in 1988, okay? Then we had Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer, Chan Gailey, Dave Campo, Bill Parcells, Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, and now we have Mike McCarthy. Since 1993, which is the Jimmy Johnson era, that small little run, very brief run in the Herschel Walker trade, what has always been the constant of this team? What's always been the same thing, the same story, the same situation, with the exact same result? What do we see? What do we get to see from the Cowboys year in and year out? And we always ask, okay, it's the biggest brand in the world. That is fair to say because it's the most expensive. It has the most value in the world. It does. I'm not even making this up. It's the most valued franchise in the world. It's Jerry. I mean, I think we know it.
It's Gerald Wayne Jones.
And this is never, and that's why whatever there is a fix, whatever you want to put on the text line, I'm not going to poo-poo anything you say because I agree with some of it and I disagree with some of it. It's never, as long as Jerry Jones is above the ground, it's never going to change.
The Dallas Cowboys, you're saying, will never win a Super Bowl as long as Jerry Jones is the owner?
I did not say that.
Oh.
I said it's never going to change the style of what you see week in and week out.
This one says you could always send them to the CFL, although their secondary would still probably get torched. How about the NFL Europe?
Hey, that secondary only gave up 188 yards to the Arizona Cardinals
yesterday.
Only
allowed 9 right. completions.
And I admire
now it was 21 yards per completion, but only 9 of them.
Thing is, I've sat and listened to Jerry Jones talk in a small, intimate setting. I met the guy. He is captivating. He is an alpha male. He's very genuine. The way he talks, he grabs the room. He looks you in the eye. I mean, if I was recruited by Jerry Jones, I'd be like, sign me up. He is honest when it comes to what he believes in. Everything about him is likable. From the moment I even shook his hand, he was so engaging. I don't know if it was fake or real. Usually I have a good gauge of it. But it was just like, this guy's cool. He is cool. He's unique. there is some disconnect. And the fact is he's Al Davis just not, still alive? He should be the head football coach, so he finds people that he can control and make it about him.
This one agreeing with you, Cam. It says the Cowboys just have an owner issue, just like the Bengals and just like the Chargers. Yeah. Awful owners.
Jerry's not an awful owner, guys. He's not.
No, but he is an awful general manager.
He's not like the Brown family.
This is where the problem is. Jerry Jones has changed everything. Quarterbacks, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, head coaches. He has changed absolutely everything he possibly can except for him making personnel decisions. Yes. That needs to be the thing that changed. You can win with Jerry Jones as your owner, and I think he'd be a great owner.
Think about all the positives.
If he got the hell out of the way.
Right. Think of all the positive that Jerry gives you. He builds you the greatest setting in the Big D. He gives you a huge practice facility. He pays his players. He lets them hold out and walk all over him, and he gives them tons of money. He gives you tons of weapons. Dak Prescott, fine. All right, want to give you a contract? You want more? God, you greedy sucker. Well, here's the franchise tag. Let me give you Zeke. Let me give you CeeDee Lamb. Okay, let me give you tight ends. Let me give you the best offensive line. I can't control if they get hurt. He's a giver. He gives you the best scenario. You fly on a private plane. Everything you get from the Cowboys is first class. From when they used to have an outdoor weight room, guys, when they showed up. I'm not joking. Their weight room was outside with like pull-up bars and some dumbbells.
Sounds like prison yard.
It was a prison yard. You can look at pictures on the internet. There was no indoor weight room when he took over. It was like these guys lift weights outside on like some turf and grass. It's ridiculous. He spent tons and tons of money. He's a great owner. Just a little meddlesome.
We got this text coming in from the Twitterverse. It says that if only Jerry Jones and his ego would have allowed Bill Parcells to run the team as he saw fit and get into the habit of letting football people do football stuff while he signs the checks, then maybe the Cowboys wouldn't need saving.
What's funny about that is Bill Parcells gave the, if you're going to let me shop, at least let me pick the groceries, right? You know, yeah. If you're going to make me cook, at least let me pick the groceries when he left New England. And he wasn't able to do that in Dallas. And that was one of the big issues that he's always had.
So Jerry is a football guy. He played football. Okay, he played football. He played college football. He knows football. He is a football man. The issue with this is that everyone thinks that he doesn't know football. For some reason, is that sounds meddlesome to you. Okay, how many times do we have, how many doctors do we have right now in this pandemic out there that got on Google yesterday? Now they're pandemic experts and infectious disease experts, and they're going to tell you everything they need to know about everything. This is the same as Jerry Jones, because he is a football guy. He knows football. He's put together, they've drafted some amazing players. For some reason, there is a weird disconnect between how the players are then put together and formulated. And it's, I think, from the outside looking in, there's a hierarchy issue, is that players look to Jerry as the main huge leader. And so it discredits what head coaches are looking like. And that is the disconnect between how it works just when you're putting together hierarchy or your triangle or whatever your pyramid of power at the Dallas Cowboys. Everything else falls under Jerry Jones, and that doesn't look good to players. They want to follow their leader as a head coach, and that's difficult.
There is a chemistry issue going on there, big time, with the way, because they have, if you look at their roster, there's very few teams in the NFL that are as talented or more talented than the Dallas Cowboys. Player for player, they've got the Jimmys and Joes. They've got a coach that, you know, apparently, listen to anybody who's been around football, he knows the X's and O's.
He does.
They've got a bigger issue. And that's one of the things that makes football the greatest game ever, is the fact that you can have great players. You can have a very smart coach. But if you can't bring it all together and everybody's not on the same page, you ain't going to do crap.
I've talked with tons of former players or guys that have played for the Cowboys. We all have said the same thing. The Cowboys is a first-class organization. You love playing there. When I mean you're taken care of, from chefs to nutritionists to massage therapy to everything you can imagine is part of who you are as a player. There's no extras. I got charged extras for socks at New England. Extra. They charged me extra. You get limos everywhere. He throws huge parties. Wives are taken care of with gifts. Kids are given Christmas parties and birthday presents. Jerry Jones He is arguably the best owner in the entire league. And it's not even close what he does for the people and his employees and everybody around him. it just is not translating to getting a win when you want it to win.
503-250-1080. How do you fix the Dallas Cowboys? Boy, they are broken. They got their butts kicked last night by the Arizona Cardinals. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
All eyes weren't already on Ezekiel Elliott. They are now, and he fumbled earlier in the game. There's some pressure. Baker was coming, and the ball comes out, and Arizona scoops it up.
Oh, buddy, Zeke Elliott and the Cowboys struggle bus last night. Two fumbles for Ezekiel Elliott lost last night. He is the league leader in the National Foosball League with fumbles with five, fumbles lost at four.
That's
he's tied to Derek Carr.
That's a big deal.
And he's the only running back on that list. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you have to go way down to find anybody else. And, I mean, four is a lot through six games.
Kind of an aggressive take here says Ezekiel Elliott is a fraud. I'm glad to see him being exposed.
Oh.
Well, that sounds like a Cowboys hater is what that sounds like.
Well, I mean, or it could be a Michigan fan. What makes him a fraud, though? I mean, I don't think he's a fraud. I just think that he's a talented back that was behind a supremely talented offensive line and a coach that when he was with Jason Garrett, that allowed him just to tote the rock and be the bell cow.
He has a $90 million total value in his contract. Okay. He is total guaranteed of $50 million. Fair or not, whether you think he should be criticized or not, as radio personalities, our job is to call out what you see. Because that's entertainment. But in performance-based businesses, this isn't a government job, okay? You know, line up every day and do the same damn thing over and over again. The dude is not performing to what he's been paid to do. Isn't that a fair thing to do when you're looking at other guys? Yep. Okay, he's got two other guys in front of him right now that are making more. One is hurt, Christian McCaffrey. Alvin Kamara is the entire offense for the New Orleans Saints. I mean, you have Drew Brees, who's got a wet noodle right now because he's 42 years old. Alvin Kamara is getting every cent. And when Christian McCaffrey got hurt, okay, he's not out there. So when he comes back, we'll see how he performs. Zeke is not elevating his team.
Doesn't this kind of go back to the point of Jerry Jones being a problem, though? I mean, Jerry Jones is the general manager. You've got to understand and you've got to realize what you have there, not just fall in love with the guy.
Well, the thing is, you drafted him. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Buck.
No, this one just says it's time for Jerry to step aside and let Stephen Jones take the reins.
Is Stephen the answer?
Well, you remember, he's the guy that took the Johnny Manziel draft card out of his dad's hand, apparently.
Point. That is a good point. But, well, what should... Are you going to tell your dad to step aside? Good luck. I ain't doing that. I ain't telling dad anything.
That's a good way to get your ass written out of the will.
You're dang right.
But with Stephen Jones, he has been a guy that Jerry has relinquished some control and has admitted so. Jerry Jones has admitted, I've given a little bit of the say to Stephen. So there's a little bit of give and take there. But you also got to wonder if that's the better option for this team, because what do you say all the time about second generation owners? You know, will he have the passion that Jerry does for this franchise?
Right.
But on the flip side of it, the passion that Jerry has may have gotten his team in trouble.
Okay, so what do you guys think about this? When you're the Dallas Cowboys, every year you're talked about from every national. In fact, here we are talking about them here, and we're in flipping Portland, okay, of all places. You're talked about in every radio market across the country. Everybody's leading with the same story this morning. Everybody. Everybody. And then you talk about it in the offseason. It's all about Zeke, and then it's about Dak, and then it's about Jerry and everything like that. Do you buy into the fact that the Dallas Cowboys' expectations are always way above skis? So that when it comes down to it, they're the, I don't know, Miami Dolphins with just more money? Every year. And some of them, you start to believe in the hype, and then the pressure gets to the point where you can't perform because you think you're better than you are over and over again.
I think you're right on the setting of the expectations, because the Cowboys fans just want their ego stroked, and plenty of people that will do it.
Name a Cowboy fan that you've ever met that hasn't started off their conversation like this. Well, who are the Cowboys?
We've got one here. This one stings a little bit. Ezekiel Elliott saved the world from an Oregon Ducks national championship.
Oh, well, that does sting for you, Ryan. But for a lot of Beaver and Husky fans, I think that is right on brand there.
Yeah, I had to see that in person.
I don't know, man. I wanted the Pac-12 to win its national championship. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
That was a butt kicking, though.
It was.
in that national championship game against
Ohio
State. Could
have changed our conference.
Forever.
Yeah.
I mean, really could have changed it. Would have changed the perception 100%. But as far as it goes with Ezekiel Elliott in the Dallas Cowboys, these expectations that they have, you mentioned like the expectations and the pressure to do it. I don't know if it's the pressure to do it or if it's just overvaluing what Jerry Jones says as well, because he knows he has the biggest brand and he falls in love with these guys. And he's his own worst enemy in these contract negotiations, because which owner in the NFL is out there doing interviews after every single game, propping these guys up and saying how much
he
loves them?
He is their dad. Come on. He is your dad. When you talk to him and you walk up to him, it's like he gives you a hug. The way he's endearing. He is so captivating personally. I'm just telling you and I wasn't even part of his franchise. But I was like, oh my God, I want to play with this guy. This is like my dad here.
Man,
he's going to he picked up the bill. He paid for all the extras. He's like, what do you guys want? You guys want steaks? Fine. We'll just give you everything. You got to put it on me. And of course, he's a billionaire at the time, but he didn't have to do that. I've had owners sit there and people say, no, Mr. Kraft, no, didn't pay for a damn thing. Okay. Jerry is a phenomenal man. It is not translating to getting to a Super Bowl.
And this is what that makes it really tough, man. It makes it really tough to temper expectations and let the guys just kind of perform when you're the ringleader of all those expectations going through the roof.
Yeah.
P1 Dustin says, I think it's totally fair to move on from McCarthy after six games. Just like I've been sold on Matt Rhule in Carolina, only six games with minimal talent, and you can tell there's something cooking there. Cowboys offense is very talented, but looks vanilla and basic. I'd make a play for Lincoln Riley. Oklahoma looks to be in a downturn, and he might be ready to jump.
Ooh, I got a question on this one, though, is how much, of this is Mike McCarthy not even calling plays. It's still Kellen Moore, and you can kind of see the Jason Garrett footprint on the offense.
I think these are two things. I think Coach McCarthy is kind of letting this play out in front of everybody, and I think the communication's already been sold, is that he kept Kellen Moore not because he wanted to, because Jerry wanted him.
Because Jerry loves
him. And also, the Mike Nolan thing was a buddy-buddy, but he's trying to find a reason to tell you, all right, I brought in Mike Nolan. Okay, we're going to let this guy fall on the sword for me. I'm going to show you what's happening. Jerry wanted to keep Kellen Moore, guys. That's how it worked. Coach McCarthy didn't have anything to do with Kellen Moore. He doesn't want to change his system and the verbiage. Ew. But Jerry wanted Kellen Moore.
Got two words for you. Greg Williams.
Jerry Jones was asked about Mike Nolan this morning. He said, quote, I'm okay with Mike Nolan. I am.
Oh. That's a ringing endorsement.
That's
there,
right? Yeah, it's right on. It's about right.
Uncle Jerry.
Right.
Mike McCarthy is sick and tired of all this. You could hear the disgust in his voice last night.
Yeah. I think it was about 24 points off of turnovers tonight. We're the worst in the league taking care of the football. We're not taking it away, and we're giving up more points than anybody in the league off of turnovers. It's frustrating to see the pattern here. You know, five of the six games this year. So we got to continue to work at it. You know, as I continue to learn this team, I felt like the preparation coming into the game was probably our best so far this year. But obviously that doesn't account for anything, particularly after a poor performance like tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't go ahead and say it's the best preparation you've had for a game when you get your butts handed to you by the Cardinals. But they are minus 74. On points off of turnovers. That is the most in the last 20 years.
I'll defend Coach McCarthy, but I'll give criticism where criticism is due. At this point in time, he's trying to change an identity of going across and going up against Jerry. I don't think he knew what he was like until you're hired by the Cowboys. You'd never turn down the Cowboys head coaching job, ever. Nobody turns down the Cowboys head coaching job. I'll defend him. That man knows how to coach football. I learned more from him. I've said it over to him. More from him than I learned from any other coach in a small amount of window. What he's dealing with right now is an S storm of complications of contracts, personalities, attitudes, things of all that he has to weed through. You have to give it a little bit of time, and then lost their leader. They lost Dak. As much as you want to give Dak all the negative press, and that's fair to say, Dak was a leader in the locker room leader. And now he's gone. It got ripped from it. You saw that. Look at the outpouring of his teammates. That sucks.
503-250-1080. How do you fix this Dallas Cowboys team? It ain't easy, man. There's a lot going on there. Josh Allen has returned to Earth. Where does this leave the Buffalo Bills? Dustin Cam on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.